now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack, Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned every now and then, mostly then, not so much now. But we give them love, and they love us right back. And the reason for that, the reason why they don't hear it as much, is because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And if you are traveling, if you're in your car, if you're heading to work, if you're heading to the beach because it's still summer, get that vacation in while you can. Radio on the go is the way to go. It's all about the devices and the various different platforms that you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And listen live. First of all, you go to our website, award-winning website. I don't even know what the award is. We need to find that out. But we're an award-winning website. And if you go to the front page, there's a Listen Live button. You click it. There we are. It also gives you all the interviews that have been done not only by Joe and myself, but by all the various different hosts on the network, some of them more entertaining than others. And, you know, we got everything here from authors to athletes to porn stars to musicians to TV personalities. I mean, you name it, we get it here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So from that perspective, you can pull down out of the archive anything that you wish to listen to that you may have missed, because if you ain't staying up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're not hearing the unique and dulcet tones, as Joe is fond of saying, of Jerry Burke and what he is able to do on a nightly basis and what we do here in the morning. So if you're going to do it right. Go to our site, click on the Listen Live button to deal with some of the archive stuff. And believe me, you're going to get everything you want to listen to in the world of sports and entertainment. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Guys, gals, you're overseas. You're not getting that taste of home. The letter, the phone call, the text every now and then, it keeps you wanting more. Guess what? If you listen to us, you're going to get that taste of home right here on Spano and Black. It means a lot to you. It means more to us. We're going to step aside. On the other side, we'll set the table.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does ExxonMobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. Let's set the table for this first hour of The Attack, as we have a lot to talk about. And even though it's the off season officially now, in a 24/7 league, the NBA, when they make a headline, it is certainly a good headline to talk about, and we're going to start with Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder agreeing on a 3-year, $85 million deal. So we will dive into that, the implications, not only for Russell Westbrook, but for the city as well and the team, and how Sam Presti goes about doing his business, which there's very few people that are as good or better than Sam Presti. So we'll break that down. At 25 after the hour, Clifton Brown, Ravens insider and from Comcast Mid-Atlantic, to talk some Baltimore Raven football as we approach football season and games are actually being played this weekend. We're going to get guys on from all around the league to preview their teams and give you a little 411 on what's going on with their particular team that they cover. Today it happens to be the Ravens, and Clifton's an old friend of the show, and we appreciate him sparing a few minutes. In hour two, we'll continue along. We got a lot to talk about as well. National Football League. And what's going on? Nick Foles has found a hole, and we will get that. And we'll also talk a little bit of baseball as Clayton Kershaw now on a 60-day DL, and not a good thing for the Dodgers, not a good thing for Clayton. And we'll talk about the implications of that, and also maybe some guys on the free agent market. On the waiver market that could probably clear waivers and go to other teams, because baseball movement is never done right up until the very end. So we will talk about that. And in 40 after hour number two, John Frankel from HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. And, Rio is upon us, and we're very happy and very privileged here to talk to many of the athletes that are participating and who have participated in the past. And we talk to trainers and nutritionists and everything else. And the representing of your country is a very fun and honor for these athletes to do. But these Olympics are unique in many, many ways down in Rio for a lot of the wrong reasons. And John Frankel did a wonderful report on HBO about that. And we will talk to him at 40 after hour number two as we move forward and talk about that. And we have a couple of Olympians on tomorrow, so we'll give you a balanced view on everything that's going to go on or is going on down in Rio. But as I said, we have to start with Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. They've renegotiated the contract. The speculation at this point, at least temporarily, will be done as far as whether or not he's going to be moved or not. He's flying to OKC today from the West Coast to make it official. 3 years and 85-plus million, fraction over. And the deal as constituted, at least from what is known publicly right now, they'll make it official today, the salary from 2016-17 that Westbrook was guaranteed goes from 17.8 to 26.5. He makes 28.5 in 2017-2018, and $30.6 million in the third year under the renegotiated deal. OKC has the cap space, so that's going to make it work. It is now his team. He wins not only financially, but the trade rumors, like I said, for now, die down. Of course, it'll be dependent upon whether or not he decides to exercise his player option. At the end of 2018, and this is why he wins again, he's got 10 years of NBA experience at that point, so he'll be eligible for maximum contract starting at 35% of the salary cap. So whoever wants to either hold on to him or sign him is going to be paying dearly at the end of 2018. And the core in OKC is still pretty damn good. And, you know, to me, that's the most important aspect of this, is that you have an Oklahoma City team that was probably should have gone to the finals last year. If you talk to Golden State, they would agree with you. But they didn't get it done. They weren't able to close it out. Yeah, yeah, it's the way it goes sometimes. Durant moves on, but the core of that basketball team, you know, with Victor Oladipo, with Russell Westbrook, with Steven Adams, who is starting to evolve as a go-to big man, with the other pieces that they have added and pieces that they have retained, they're not only still a playoff team, but they're a threat to get to the finals. Now, are they as good as Golden State? Hell no. Are they as good as San Antonio? Well, we're going to find out. Are they as good as the Clippers? On paper, probably not. But again, when you're talking about a top five player in this league, and to me, Russell Westbrook is a top five player in this league, feel free to disagree, that puts you there. That puts you in contention to win a title. Now, it's going to be a different team. It's going to be a completely different team. They're going to push. Westbrook is going to have to make sure that it doesn't end up being him dribbling the ball until there's no time left on the clock. Because if you're going to criticize Russell Westbrook, that is one area where you can criticize him. But the reality is, it's a pretty damn good basketball team. And when you throw into the mix the blend of youth and experience, I mean, Russell is an experienced guy at this point in time. But, you know, you have Enes Kanter. You've got Elishova, who is a double-digit scorer. And they're going to have to get him involved in the offense and make sure he's not shying away from shots. Billy Donovan, believe me when I tell you, he'll be capable of getting that done. You know, look, do they need to do more work? Absolutely they do. Perhaps Oladipo was ready to break out and go from a 16-point-a-game scorer to a 20-point-a-game scorer. And playing alongside Russell Westbrook, that's a real distinct possibility. Look, they have to make up some points with Kevin Durant. There's no question about it. They're going to have to find more offense. Now, will it end up being Russell Westbrook? That's the danger I think they fall into. Is here's a guy that's averaging 23.5 points last season. If he goes to 28, 29, 30 points a game, which maybe he feels he's going to have to do, well, at that point in time, maybe that ends up being a scenario which is problematic because everybody else is standing around staring at him. But, you know, Sam Presti works his magic yet again. And they don't end up losing a superstar in back-to-back years. And you know, again, when you're a franchise that is new, and I mean, look, they were certainly one of those teams that they're a team that has tradition because of the fact that they were in Seattle for a while. But they're young in OKC. And with that being said, Oklahoma City fans were spoiled. They had a terrific team with two great players, literally from the time the team settled in there. Now they got to adjust a little bit. And that adjustment is going to be done on the fly by one of the best GMs in basketball, in all sports. And they should be able to survive this. The question is, will they be able to keep him after a couple of years? And the question is, where are they going to get those additional points from? It's a discussion worth extending, and we'll do that on the other side of our interview with Clifton Brown, who's going to join us from Comcast Sports Mid-Atlantic and talk some Baltimore Ravens. We'll be back with him right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today, and Clifton Brown hopefully here in just a couple minutes. They're getting ready to start practice, so it's a pretty tight window. But talk a little bit of Baltimore Ravens, and if we're not able to get him, we'll reschedule it for next week. But with all that being said, we were talking Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook and what's going to happen with that team going forward. And again, the Oklahoma City Thunder were spoiled. I mean, it's a scenario where you have a team that moved in from Seattle. You had a budding star on the team already albeit a coaching staff that didn't know how to use him. You added Westbrook to the mix, and you're off to the races, literally. And Oklahoma City's a good sports town. When I lived out there for all those years, it was a minor league town. They had sports in Oklahoma City consisted of OU football and spring practice, and that was really it. Well, they've embraced being a major league city. They have a really nice new AAA stadium, affiliate of the Dodgers, and they've done a very good job of creating that relationship. You've got Oklahoma State football. You've got OU football, of course. They're still affiliated as far as loyalties with the Dallas Cowboys. But the Oklahoma City Thunder really made them into a major league city. And with all that being said, Sam Presti gets a whole bunch of the credit and ownership, of course, for letting him run with it. And as I said, you don't want to go consecutive seasons of losing two of the five best players in basketball. And that's what Oklahoma City was in danger of doing. And from the time, and I'm sure they were working on this before, but from the time that they went into free agency, and the fact that, you know, you weren't going to be able to keep Kevin Durant, they made it a priority to sign Russell Westbrook. Well, if I was signing free agents and I had the opportunity to throw some money around, I'd throw it at Clifton Brown. He's not only one of the best reporters in the country, but he covers the Baltimore Ravens for Comcast Sportsnet. I know we got you for a brief period of time, Clifton, but I have to throw you a compliment coming on the air.
No, I appreciate that, man. Throw money my way anytime. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Unfortunately, I work in radio, so you know how the money is with that. Let's get right to the Ravens, because I know practice is getting ready to start. I guess starting out, let's look at first the health of Joe Flacco. How's he doing?
He's looking terrific in camp. He was ready to go day one. He's wearing a knee brace. He's going to wear it all season. But he's showing no signs of limping, no swelling, moving well, throwing it well. So if you didn't know Joe Flacco was hurt last year, you wouldn't know by looking at him. And obviously that's good news for the Ravens.
And does he seem to be in sync with his wide receiver corps?
Well, you know, it's a work in progress, but it really helps. I think guys like Mike Wallace and Ben Watson, who didn't play with Joe last year, along with the rookies they brought in, to have all this time in practice from day one of training camp. So I think once week one gets here, I don't think chemistry with the new guys is going to be a problem.
Very good. What about Perriman? I mean, how does he fit, or does he fit on this football team?
Yeah, what about Perriman is a phrase we've heard around here a lot for the last year and a half. From what we're hearing, they're hoping he can get on the field in a couple of weeks, sometime in mid-August. If that happens, then obviously he'd have to stay healthy throughout the rest of the preseason, play in some games, and look good to be ready for week one. But it's certainly not a guarantee. They thought he would be back at some point last year. He never made it onto the field. He's never played a game, even a preseason game. So I think it's a question mark whether he's going to be with the Ravens, you know, week one when they host Buffalo. But at this point, the main thing is to try and get him back on the field. And then once he gets on the field, see if he can stay healthy. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I guess with the health issues with him, obviously that's been since Jump Street. But I guess my question is, off the field, is he doing the work? Is the system comfortable with him? Is he comfortable with the system now? Is it something where, you know, where he's able to work out and do what he's able to do? Does he put the dedication in and make himself valuable to the coaching staff? Or has it been the opposite?
No, I think Perriman, there's no doubt he wants to be on the field. Coaches talk all the time about what a good kid he is. No one feels worse about what's happened to him than Rashad Perriman. He was not injury-prone in college. I think he missed one game in college.
Right.
There was no indication that this was going to happen to him once he got to the NFL. I just think he has been really unfortunate. And, you know, the fact that he hasn't played, and obviously he's a first-round pick, there's a lot of scrutiny on him, and he feels really bad. And certainly once he gets on the field, he's going to have to produce to show that he was worthy of being a number one pick. But, no, this isn't a question of a guy who's not working hard enough to get back on the field, but if you're hurt, you're hurt. And he's had to significant knee injury.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, with answering that question, I guess that keeps him in good favor with the coaching staff. I mean, injuries are injuries. There's nothing you can do about that. But if you're working, they're going to notice that. So good for him, and hopefully he can get it straightened out. We go from one first-round draft pick to another one. Ronnie Stanley, and how's he settling in at left tackle?
Yeah, so far, so good. We'll know more once the Ravens start playing other people in the preseason, and then we see how he goes against opponents. And also, you know, Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil are not in camp yet, both on PUP. So once they get on the field and test Stanley, then we'll also learn a lot. But everything so far has been, you know, good. He's been running with the one since minicamp. He's the type of player that coaches say you tell him something once or twice and you don't have to tell him anymore. He's very intelligent, works hard, doesn't seem yet to be fazed by any of the pressure of being a number one pick and expected to start right away. But again, we'll have to see how he does, how he bounces back when things don't go well. But they're counting on him to protect Joe Flacco's blind side, and even more so after releasing Eugene Monroe, and then they tried to sign Jake Long in a situation where his knee didn't work out. So they're really going to be depending a lot on Ronnie Stanley at left tackle as a rookie.
Well, you know, we talked about Perriman and his attitude as far as he's doing the work. Stanley is kind of unique in some ways in that I was reading some of the stuff that he's done since signing his contract. And rather than go out and buy the big flashy car, which he may or may not have done, you know, the $3 million house and everything else that goes along with the perks of getting that kind of paycheck, he's working with a nutritionist. He's working with personal trainers. He invested his money, at least part of it, in his career, as far as preparing himself and getting ready for camp.
Yeah, he seems like he's going to be that type of guy. You know, I mentioned, you know, he's a smart guy. He doesn't seem to be caught up in, you know, living the life, so to speak, of a first-round pick. His focus seems to be on being a really good player. He's familiar with the kind of legacy at Ravens left tackle with Jonathan Ogden. He knows the Ravens have been, for the most part, a winning organization. He knows that, yeah, to gain the respect and trust of his teammates, he needs to protect Joe Flacco. So I think he's doing all the right things. I know Marshall Yonder, the all-pro right guard for the Ravens, has kind of taken Stanley under his wing, and he really likes Stanley. He said he's handling things as a rookie the way vets like to see rookies approach things.
But being a rookie, he got to perform R. Kelly in a chicken suit.
He did. You know, the annual rookie the rookie talent contest. Stanley was first up because he's the number one pick. Steve Smith decided it would be nice to have Stanley dress up as a chicken. So somehow Steve Smith found a chicken suit to fit somebody who's 6'6", 320 pounds. Stanley was a good sport and wore it. I did not see the performance. I've not seen the video, but all the reviews have been good. And the fact that, yeah, you know, Stanley could poke fun at himself as the number one pick, it kind of sets the tone for all the rookies that, hey, you know, we're all rookies. This is what we have to go through. But, you know, our heads aren't too big where we feel like we don't have to fit in. And, yeah, that won some points with the vets as well.
I would imagine. Any other rookies standing out? Because I'm going to keep you on course here. I'm going to keep you for about another 45 seconds.
Yeah, their second-round pick, Camilla Correa, linebacker, he looks like he could start an inside linebacker. He's playing both outside and inside, but the Ravens are looking for a starter inside next to C.J. Mosley. So Correa is definitely a guy to watch. He's been making a lot of plays in training camp. And then also keep an eye on Chris Moore, wide receiver for Cincinnati. He's been hurt with a knee this past week, but he's made some plays in camp. And then Tavon Young, another cornerback for Temple, he could be a nickel guy. Those rookies, it looks like the Ravens may have a real good draft class coming in this year.
You mentioned a couple of guys on the pup. Who's going to be first off and who's going to be sitting on there for a while?
I think Suggs might be first off. He looks to be the closest, or seems to be, from what we're hearing. I don't think Dumervil will be on that long either. Steve Smith, I think, is going to be more trying to get him ready for week one. His Achilles tear was significant. We all know how much, you know, he relies on acceleration
I think they're going to be, at 37 years old, careful with Steve. And you may not see Steve at all during the preseason, but I think week one, you know, obviously his goal is to be ready.
Well, Clifton, appreciate the couple minutes. I know camp's getting ready to start, so I'll get you over there and appreciate your time, as always. We'll get you back on down the line.
Thanks for having me, man. Be good.
Thank you. Clifton Brown, Ravens insider and Comcast Sports Mid-Atlantic, and nobody does it better than he does. And it looks like the Ravens, I mean, look, last year was an aberration. 5-11, Flacco's hurt, everybody's decimated. It's one of the reasons why Steve Smith came back. He didn't want to go out on that note. And they're going to be a significantly improved football team this year. Make sure you check it out. On the other side, we'll continue with a little bit of Russell Westbrook before we dive into the NFL. There are a lot of stories there. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. U.S. only.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
And there you go. From Mr. Trump's mouth to us. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't have more time with Clifton. I wish we had. They run a pretty tight ship at practice. And, you know, look, it's the Ravens. Like I said, I feel last year was an aberration with them, and I think it's one of those scenarios that they can recover from. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the business. Let's not forget, just a couple of years ago. He was there at the Super Bowl. You know, it's there's gravitas there. And I would imagine the coaching staff and the organization are approaching it the same way. They think of it as an aberration. And it, rightfully so. It's there's too much talent on that football team. Now, do a lot of things have to happen right? Do they have to get maximum protection out of Ronnie Stanley? Yeah. Do they have to find a running game? Yeah, they do. You know, they have Mike Wallace, Smith, West, you know, maybe Perriman as part of the receiving core. They're going to have that in order to have success. Because in today's NFL, if you can't move the ball, you can't win. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But 5-11 ain't going to happen again. I can promise you that much. Not unless Flacco gets hurt. Flacco gets hurt, then, you know, we're having a different conversation. But I that's a team that, quite frankly, I'm pretty optimistic about going forward. And, you know, they're good coaches. They're a quarterback that certainly has the pedigree all the way around. And I think there's a newfound, at least according to what Clifton was saying, that there's an enthusiasm in camp that they certainly believe they can turn it around quickly and start winning football games again. So we'll see how it plays out. And like I said, we're previewing, talking to people from around the league, and we'll get different stories. We're not going to get to every single team in the National Football League before the season starts. But, you know, the ones we can get, we'll get there, talk about them, estimate what they're going to be able to do, whether or not the optimism is founded or not, and, you know, we'll take it from there. But before we get back to football, let's finish up with Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook, because that's the story in sports today, is the $85.7 million extension for him. And, again, this is – had Oklahoma City had to trade Westbrook, they would have been doing it from a position of weakness. And the usual suitors would have lined up. And it would have been the Celtics. And it would have been, the Nets, the Knicks. But what are you going to get back? Celtics have a point guard in place. A couple of them, actually. So it wasn't a great fit. And what talent is going to come back to your organization? You doing Marcus Smart and a bunch of number one draft picks for Russell Westbrook? I don't think Presti believes in refurbishing the organization by doing that. Knicks don't have anything to offer unless it's Kristaps Porzingis. And I don't know if Phil Jackson's going down that route. Not with 8-plus years of NBA mileage on the tread of Russell Westbrook and multiple knee operations. He's already got one of those in camp. You know, the Nets would have to start with Brook Lopez and go from there, and I don't know that they'd have enough to get it done. You know, again, there's a bunch of teams. I mean, you know, you could throw Miami into the mix, and I'm only mentioning Eastern Conference teams. But in reality, with what they're able to do, you know, they brought in Sabonis. He's more than likely going to replace Serge Ibaka. He's a big-time passer out of the power forward position. He rebounds. He plays a lot more physical than people would imagine, but complete pressure will not be on him because they have a nice three-man, big-man rotation up there with Enes Kanter and Steven Adams. So from that aspect of it, you've got a nice little way to break in. You throw Ilyashova into the mix, who's not physical, but he is long. He's 6'10". He ain't Kevin Durant, obviously. But if he can get close to 20 points a game and have better shot selection, and if Oladipo can continue to evolve and go from his 16 points to close to 20 points a game, they will... You know, they'll be pretty damn good. Championship good? Maybe a notch below. I mean, they've already won 9 championships in 3 years out in Oakland. At least that's according to the pundits. They haven't won nothing yet. But with that being said, they're going to be in contention. And Sam Presti is not conceding anything as the head of this organization. I mean, I do feel bad for Billy Donovan to a certain point because he had 1 year to coach Kevin Durant, had him on the cusp of going to the finals, and fell a little bit short. And I'm sure in his mind he would have liked to have seen what he could do with that one additional year of Kevin Durant before maybe both of these guys opted out on free agency. But you know, we'll never know. But he's a hell of a good coach. He's the right guy for the job and in the right position in Oklahoma City. You know, Presti still has heavy lifting in front of him. Adams and Oladipo are on rookie contracts. They expire next summer. They're going to be shopping around. And Presti's going to have to decide how and if he's going to spend money on them. And their performance this year is going to go a long way in determining that. I mean, look, Steven Adams, particularly in the playoffs, took major leaps and bounds. And that's what they were hoping for when he was coming out and you know, coming over from overseas. But it's still a work in progress. Oladipo, they're going to have to find out whether or not he has plateaued now. And that remains to be seen. Because if he doesn't improve off that 16 points, he's got to get to 20 points a game. Has to. He's got to become a reliable offensive force. He's got all the skill set. The outside shot isn't the greatest in the world, but his physicality of being able to drive to the cup, play off the ball, play with the ball, that's going to give them a nice perspective in that backcourt. And as I said, the other guys are all going to be in the mix. Now, you know, for as much as Kevin Durant is public enemy number one, and hopefully, I mean, the fans in OKC have always been classy. They really have. It's in all the sports. They're nice people out there. But I talked to you yesterday about the closing of the KD restaurant, and he's really being vilified right now. They expect loyalty. They didn't get it from him. He said the right things about the city going out the door. But I would imagine it's going to be a mix of cheers and boos. They'll do the old video tribute when he shows up the first time, and then he's going to be public enemy number one from there. No such problem with Russell Westbrook. I mean, Westbrook was already popular in the city. He and Durant, you know, frickin' frack, Batman and Robin, whatever you want to call him. But as he plays with intensity, he leaves everything on the court. Is he out of control sometimes? Yeah, he is. But the fan base in OKC appreciated what Russell Westbrook brought to the table. And that was 100% all the time. Well, he is now legendary. By signing this extension, when they bring him into town today, if they haven't already done so, he'll be greeted at the airport, which by the way, was not an uncommon occurrence in OKC. They had a core fan club in Oklahoma City that every time the team went on the road, when they came back, no matter what time of the day or night the plane touched down, there was always a core group of fans to greet them every single time. Well, let me tell you, the fan base is going to go Russell crazy. Russell wants to open a restaurant. Now would be a really good time to do it. Or a clothing line, because we know how he is with his clothes. And, you know, look, he's a hero. He's going to be a hero. He's the guy. And that's always been the bone of contention in Oklahoma City, is whether or not, beneath the surface, Westbrook was content with not being the guy. He was guy 1A. 1B. Durant was guy 1A. No such issue anymore. It's Westbrook's team. For better or worse, it's Westbrook's team. I think it's for better. And again, that core is damn good. But Presti is going to have to do things on the fly. See, there's a great luxury here. The ability to sign him to this contract was because of salary cap space and flexibility. And then they'll have a decision-making process on Steven Adams and Oladipo. They'll have Cantor under control for a while because they signed him to the deal last year. They got other guys on rookie deals. Daryl Fisher cut bait with Ilyashova. And there'll be guys out on the market that they can get. They're not going to fall into being a lottery team, barring catastrophic injury. And for that Oklahoma City team, that's, you know, that's big time. And as I said, you know, when you have a fan base that's been spoiled the way Oklahoma City has been spoiled by literally having a winner from the time that franchise arrived. That's, man, that's pretty good. And, you know, they might be spoiled, but Sam Presti is going to make sure they continue to be spoiled for the foreseeable future. Now, here on the show, we have a habit of talking about backup quarterbacks like they're legendary figures. Whether it's Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel, and now Nick Foles. The Nick Foles sweepstakes, as CBS put it, is officially over. Yeah, okay. Well, it wasn't that much of a sweepstakes. He got his release from the Rams knowing that he was going to be employed. And I, quite frankly, when I was talking about it yesterday, I ended up being dead wrong. I thought he was going to go to the Cowboys. I thought that was the hand in glove right there. But he made his decision after injury. And I was right about that aspect of it. It was after injury. But he took a hard right turn on First Avenue and decided to go with the Kansas City Chiefs as opposed to the Dallas Cowboys. And he reunites with Andy Reid, which obviously went a long way in determining what direction he went. And this all goes back to 2012 when he was drafted in the third round by the Eagles. Started for the Eagles six games under Reid. And at the time, Reid made the assertion that Foles was going to be his starter and the future of the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, it didn't play out that way because Andy Reid wasn't around long enough to make sure that happened. He tried to trade for him down the line. Foles had terrific success under Chip Kelly. But from that point on, it's been a downhill slide for Nick Foles. It's a good match in a lot of ways. I'll tell you why on the other side, and I understand why he made the move to KC. I just gave you some of them, as opposed to Dallas. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Indeed there is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast as we wrap up Hour 1 here of the Attack. Clifton Brown was great talking about the Ravens, and now we're officially into NFL talk. And, you know, again, when you look, and I'm going to break it down even further in the next hour because there's some interesting things going on here as far as Nick Foles and why he chose Kansas City other than Andy Reid and the fact that that was the guy that drafted him. You know, don't forget, Chase Daniel signed with the Eagles for some inexplicable reason. Nick Foles immediately goes to the backup spot behind Alex Smith and ahead of Aaron Murray. And, you know, I'm sure the money got bumped up a little bit. Now, there's no terms yet, but with what Dallas was able to offer him and the fact that, you know, he also got an offer from the Vikings, you know, he got a nice chunk of change. I'm sure when the terms are finally announced, it'll end up being for pretty decent money. He's still a young guy at age 27. And, you know, he's got a mobile quarterback in front of him in Alex Smith who takes hits. So the opportunity to play, even though on the surface you would think with brittle Tony Romo in Dallas would be probably more likely in Dallas, which may be the case, there's the possibility of that in Kansas City because of the fact that Alex Smith takes a lot of hits at the quarterback position. But there's other reasons as well, and we're going to explore that at the start of Hour 2. Make sure you stay tuned for the news at the top of the hour because it's important. There are things going on in the world. And we'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spanner and Black Attack after this short break.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
And we're going to respect our police because you have to respect our police. We're not going to shoot our police. We're not shooting our police.
The Republican nominee told a rally in Jacksonville, Florida last night that there would be law and order if he's elected, and that it's never been so dangerous to be a policeman or woman. The Democratic nominee was in Knotted Tie, Colorado.
I am just so determined that we are not going to let him do to America what he has done to so many other people.
If he wants to make America great again, he should start by making things in America. And there's a lot he could learn by coming here.
This is USA Radio News. More on the internet at usaradio.com.
Rejoice, my friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body. Restore your focus and productivity. Finally, enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian author and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why God guided him to create this amazing product. Go to 22wholetones.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as it has for countless others. Go to 22wholetones.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's 22wholetones.com now.
It looks like Hillary Clinton is stretching her lead over Donald Trump at a new national poll. USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
This latest Fox News survey showing the Democratic nominee with a 10-point lead over her Republican rival, Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump 49% to 39% in a head-to-head national matchup. Clinton keeps a 9-point lead over Trump, even when Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson's included. A similar poll taken at the end of June showed Clinton leading by just 6 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Mitchell Savickas is now serving a life prison term without parole for killing a 17-year-old, Isaiah Blue, near a bus station in Wyoming. Savickas shot Blue 4 times, and he and 16-year-old Daniel Benavides were confronted by the victim's mother at the sentencing hearing.
As much as I want to hate you, I can't. You are just a kid. You think you know how it works, but you don't know anything.
USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Carl Icahn's decision to close Trump Taj Mahal following the longest strike in Atlantic City casino history is being called petty. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
What do you want?
3,000 workers will lose their jobs when the Taj Mahal shuts down after Labor Day. And Union President Bob McDevitt is blasting Carl Icahn.
This is playground bully tactics.
But Icahn Enterprises says it's lost nearly $100 million trying to save the Taj. Workers walked out July 1st over wages and benefits. Atlantic City will be down to just 7 casinos when the Taj closes next month. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
You probably thought this was already the law.
August 8th is going to be a historic day for public health. For the first time, it's going to be illegal to sell e-cigarettes, cigars, and hookah to kids.
The FDA's Mitch Zeller says history is about to be made.
We had been in the era of the Wild Wild West when it came to the marketing of those products. But starting on August 8th, it will be illegal for retailers to sell those products to kids, and the Food and Drug Administration is going to be enforcing those restrictions for the first time ever.
A South Carolina woman is accused of giving her toddler a deadly amount of salt. Kimberly Martinez is charged with homicide by child abuse. A bond hearing is scheduled for later this afternoon. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, welcome back to our two of the attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They've taken us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. And I'll tell you, it's all about radio on the go. You know, because we talk about it each and every day. If you have an Android, if you have an iPhone, if you have a tablet, if you have a laptop, if you're sitting at your desk doing some work on a PC, I know not a lot of people have a PC anymore, but it's like an old Chevy. You know, they're dependable, they're sturdy, and you sit there at your desk and you don't have to worry about dropping it on the floor like I do every once in a while. And you want to get the best of what Sports Byline has to offer. Well, you have the ability to do it there right at your device. You can click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there. You can archive, go into the archive, any of the interviews, and check out anything that we've done here on the Spano and Black Attack and on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can, you know, drift around, and whether it's Tittle shows, whether it's the Hefe, whether it's Jerry Late Night, which is always a fun listen. It's all right there for you. You know, and the other platforms that you can get us on. I mean, it's TuneIn, it's Stitcher. If you're mixing a little music with your sports, and you're on iHeart, it's a beautiful thing. You're listening to some song, you're like, oh, you know something? I want to get me some Spano and Black. Let me do it. Bam, there we are. Same with Stitcher, same with TuneIn. It's all available at your fingertips. And in today's day and age of radio on the go, there ain't nothing better than that. For us, there's nothing better than the American Forces Radio Network. The guys and gals who are overseas protecting us each and every day, who many of us take for granted, but we don't here on the Spano and Black Attack. You're important to us, and we hope that we're important to you. We like to give you a little taste of home, and we're very proud to be able to do that. We'll pick it up and set the table on the other side for Big Hour 2 of the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Toll free telephone number of the Attack. And at Bob Black 71. And of course, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. Before we went to the break, and I set the table for you here, we'll do some NFL, dive into a little bit of Major League Baseball, and then some HBO and Olympic talk as. We're joined by John Frankel, and we will talk to him about what's going on in the Olympics and the fact that the games are upon us, and we will see whether or not Rio is actually prepared to do the job that they bid and won to do. So, you know, we're going to figure it out, and we're going to figure it out quickly. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, John Frankel from HBO. He's a terrific correspondent for them. And he got in depth down in Rio leading up a report that just appeared on HBO. And again, we love having the athletes on. We love talking about it. But the reality is these Olympics should have never happened in Rio. And hopefully nothing disastrous comes out of it, but the potential is certainly there. Before we get into the break, I was talking to you about the Nick Foles signing with the Kansas City Chiefs and the reasons why he went there, and there were a multitude of them. And we talked about the relationship with Andy Reid. We talked about the relationship with the fact that he was Andy Reid's draft pick, and Andy Reid felt as if the future was going to be Nick Foles in Philadelphia. He never got to see it come to fruition because of the fact that Andy Reid wasn't around. And Nick Foles, after having a terrific year with Chip Kelly, it kind of went downhill for him after there. And, you know, look, it there's always time for redemption. Do I think Nick Foles is a great quarterback? No, I don't. But I think he's a solid quarterback and in the right situation, in the right system, particularly after that first year, he showed that he can be a winning quarterback. And ultimately, That's what matters. And again, you know, here we are at the home of talking about backup quarterbacks, but here's one of the things that is flying a little bit under the radar with this story. And that's why I want to see the terms of the deal. If it's a 2-year deal, if it's a 3-year deal, because Alex Smith, when he signed his extension in 2014, he was 30 years of age and he signed for $68 million over 4 years. He got an $18 million signing bonus, $45 million guaranteed. And his average annual salary is $17 million, which, you know, that's about right. But what's going to happen, he's now 32 years of age. He's getting $14 million this year. His signing bonus is $300,000 for working out. I wish I could get $100,000 for working out. Next year, it drops to $10 because they have a little hooky-doo with the salary cap. He gets another $3 million signing bonus, $2 million roster bonus if he makes the roster, and a $500,000 workout bonus. So they make it work. But then in 2018, the final year of his contract, he gets $14.5, $3.6, $2 million roster bonus, and a $500,000 workout bonus. And it adds up to a $20 million cap hit. But then at age 35, he becomes an unrestricted free agent. And from the Kansas City perspective, it could work out perfectly. Because you're talking about 3 seasons with Alex Smith. And he'll be 35 years of age at that point in time. I don't think he's going to get another contract. It would have to be terribly front-loaded in order for him to get any kind of a large contract. The only way I could see that happening in Kansas City is if they win a Super Bowl and any reward guys. But the chances are pretty good that after the 2018 season, at age 34, when he hits the open market again, he will be done as a Kansas City Chief. Now, again, in 3 seasons, who knows? Who knows what will be coming out of college? Who knows who will be on the market and whatever the circumstances are? But now that you've thrown Nick Foles into the mix, Nick Foles is 27 years old. 27. And like I said, I want to see how long this contract is for. Because there could be a seamless transition from Alex Smith into Nick Foles with the Kansas City Chiefs. Bob, you're crazy. No, I'm not. Foles has success on his resume. He's going back to the coach who truly believed in him and felt he was the future of the franchise. He's going to have some opportunity to play because Smith gets hurt. And he'll be able to study and learn and continue to progress in his education as an NFL quarterback. You know, he's not going to like sitting. Nobody likes sitting. But he's going to be getting a nice check to do it. And the possibility exists. I wouldn't bet the house on it, but I'd bet my car that this deal is going to coincide where his expires at the same time that Smith's does. It'll end up being a 3-year deal, 2-year deal or 3-year deal. And at that point in time, at 35 years of age, they'll let Smith walk out the door. Foles will be 30. He'll be right in the prime of his career. His body will have not taken the pounding that starting NFL quarterbacks take. And unless there's a better option out there on the free agent market or coming out of college where the ability for Kansas City to draft somebody coming out of school is there. And don't forget, they don't plan on losing. It's a team that made the playoffs last year. They're built for now and probably will be pretty good for the foreseeable future. So unless something unforeseen happens where somebody falls into their lap, I'm sure they're thinking long term with this and thinking about that Nick Foles could end up being their quarterback of the future. And don't be surprised if it goes down that way, because it's a distinct possibility that they will just go seamlessly. I mean, we all know Andy Reid likes veterans anyway. But chances are pretty good it'll go seamlessly from Alex Smith right into Nick Foles. And given the fact that he's not being coached by Jeff Fisher, who can't coach offense to save his life, he could have a nice little revival of his career. We could be talking about somebody that's on the scene again as a starting NFL quarterback. I'm projecting a few years down the line, but guess what? I'm here to proffer opinions. That's my opinion. I think that's the way it's going to play out with Kansas City. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. As we start to get up against the break, more NFL news. Navarro Bowman, well, he ain't leaving the San Francisco 49ers. They finally did something right. They gave him a four-year contract extension. It keeps him in San Francisco through 2022. 3 years on his old deal. And intelligently, the organization said, hey, look, you're the face of this franchise. So with that being said, you know, we're going to reward you accordingly. He's returned from that devastating injury. He's back to his all-pro form. And if he plays out his contract, he'll be 34 when it ends. So he's going to retire as a 49er. It's a good move by San Francisco. They finally got something right. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the
mood. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? The
rhythm is right. There you go. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black, Senator Britto. At Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter's more your thing, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, we're talking about the deal between 49ers and Bowman. And you think back to 2013 when he discovered, when he had that devastating injury in the loss to the Seahawks before the Seahawks went on to the Super Bowl in their victory. I mean, tore his ACL, MCL. It's one of the most gruesome injuries I've ever seen in my life. And the way that leg bent, I never thought he would come back and be what he was. I knew he'd come back, but, you know, it just he was dominant. He started all 16 games when they didn't even expect him to begin the season active. And led the NFL in tackles with 154. He is on defense to recovery what Adrian Peterson is on offense. I mean, it's that good. And for a 49er team that certainly is in transition, you know, it's you got to start somewhere. And I guess that's the best way to put it. You got to start somewhere. So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, it's a good move. I don't know if the Niners are going to be any good for the foreseeable future. We'll see how Chip Kelly and his way of doing things flies out in the Bay. But nice signing by the 49ers. Completely in lockstep with that. We were talking Cowboys. We were talking about Moore breaking his ankle and Foles going elsewhere. Well, we got another injury with them. This one not as devastating, but Zeke Elliott is going to miss a little bit of time because he's got hammy problems. And considering that they need him to be a dominant back behind that offensive line and keep Tony Romo from getting killed, they're going to err on the side of caution and hold him out for a little bit. But he didn't finish practice on Tuesday. And they believe it's a tweak. But as I said, and when we talked to Shireen Williams, she was in lockstep with me, that I'm not a big believer in this Cowboy team. I think they can't stop anybody. The violations for substance abuse have been there. And they've lost players left and right to that. No guarantees that any of these guys are going to come back and perform. They're one Dez Bryant injury or one Tony Romo injury away from not being able to move the football. Because as of right now, the quarterback that would go in is Dak Prescott, and he ain't ready. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. And, you know, when you figure Randy Gregory, DeMarcus Lawrence, Rolando McClain on that side, and then Zeke takes a hit on his hamstring on this side, they better be careful. They better be careful. And I think the Giants are going to be good this year, barring catastrophic injury. Their wide receiver core has the potential, and I'll say potential, to be one of the better ones in the league. Victor Cruz looks like he's back. The rookie seems to be first rate. They are raving about what this guy is going to be able to do on a football field, Shepard. And they have Odell Beckham Jr. You know, their questions are the offensive line. They address their needs on defense completely. Threw money at body after body after body. It'll take a little while for them to get in sync, but they're not going to be a pushover defense this year like last year. Redskins made the playoffs, and the Eagles suck. So, you know, Dallas is vulnerable. People are coronating them. And, yeah, they were a Super Bowl-caliber team 2 years ago. And we get all that. They made the playoffs, you know, in a while. They won a Super Bowl in a long time. Long time. So, you got to be careful. I'll give you a pretty good indicator, and you know we'll probably get to baseball tomorrow. You know, we're talking about vulnerability, talking about what the Chiefs did and the Cowboys. You know, the backup quarterbacks around the league. Now, look, for the most part, if you lose your starter, you're a dead man. But there are some teams that have adapted and have the remedy for that, albeit not as good, obviously, or else these quarterbacks would be starting. But when you look around the backup quarterbacks in the league, you know, the Panthers, if Cam goes down, they got Derek Anderson and Joe Webb sitting behind him. That's not bad. You know, Derek's been a starter on teams for a long time. And, you know, you don't lose everything. Last year he was in for a couple of games. He went 2-0. You know, Joe Webb is like a mini Cam. You don't want him in there for great exposure, but he can give you something. Buccaneers, you know, now that Jameis Winston is settled in, they've got a valuable chip in Mike Glennon, because I truly believe he can start in this league and succeed in this league. Big guy, huge arm. He had to take his time in college. He sat behind Russell Wilson. But, you know, I truly believe he's a guy. And you know, we talk about the benefit of what happened with Nick Foles and the fact that now he's going to be able to sit and study and maybe hit the ground running if they turn the team over to him at age 30. Mike Glennon's doing the same thing. He didn't play much last year. He's going to sit again this year, barring injury. The team belongs to Jameis Winston. He will be gone off the Buccaneers at a certain point in time. And if you're looking for a quarterback, when his rookie deal is done, I'm bringing him in. And I'm going to pay him some money. I'm going to pay him Brock Osweiler money. But I think he's better than Osweiler. You know, so all is not lost with Tampa Bay. Now, they're all lost in other areas. But, you know, with that being said, you know, 49ers, they got Blaine Gabbert, Thad Lewis, Colin Kaepernick. Who the hell knows who's going to end up starting there and who's going to end up being a backup. But again, once that choice is made, the backup option is not all that bad. Cardinals, they got Drew Stanton and Matt Barkley behind him. You know, Barkley, you know, he's going to be one of those guys, he's going to bounce. But Stanton, you know, he's serviceable. 5-3 for the Cardinals in 2013. You know, they were willing to go with him before they got Carson Palmer. Matt Moore down in Miami. And I'm going off a rating chart here, so we'll have a little fun with it. You know, Matt Moore, on the instances that he's had to go in games, has performed. Now, he doesn't go in very often. I mean, fortunately for the Dolphins, and I knock Ryan Tannehill a lot, he's been very durable. Very durable. So all is not lost in Miami if it ends up being Matt Moore. Chicago Bears, they got Brian Hoyer and David Fales sitting behind him. You know, Hoyer, he's a borderline starter in the league, but he's one of those hat and clipboard guys. You're going to keep him on the team, because it's not all lost. Bengals are ranked at number 7 with A.J. McCarron. Well, you know, look, he didn't play bad down in 2015. And in reality, had Burfict not melted down in the playoff game. They would have won with A.J. McCarron behind center. Chase Daniel with Philadelphia, that's a whole bizarre situation. Sam Bradford, Chase Daniel, and Carson Wentz. All is lost anyway because your team's really bad. The Browns, well, ain't no hope there. You know, Robert Griffin III, Josh McCown, and Cody Kessler. Yeah. And they got the Patriots ranked at number 10. And frankly, I don't get that. They should be higher. Garoppolo, he can play. You know, if you've seen him in preseason, and yeah, I know it's preseason, he can play. And when they drafted him, they felt he could play. It's the reason why other guys have bounced out of that camp and he stuck around. He's going to be a good quarterback in this league when and if Tom Brady decides to hang it up. I mean, Brady wants to play to 50. Chad Henne with the Jags, not bad. Bruce Gradkowski, man, he's managed to survive in this league. You know, and if you're behind Big Ben, you're not going to see much time, but at least all is not lost. Falcons, yeah, it's Matt Schaub and Sean Renfrey sitting behind Matty Ice. That's not going to get you excited. Saints have Luke McCown. He's got his own commercial, so he must be good. Vikings have Sean Hill. Chargers have Kellen Clemens. And Zach Mettenberger, who I still think can start in this league. Maybe not. Colt McCoy, Nate Sudfeld for the Redskins. Titans have Matt Cassel. Jets have Geno Smith, Christian Hackenberg, Bryce Petty, Joe Spano, Bob Black. Texans have Brandon Whedon. Rams have Kate Keeson. You know, we know how it is. You get that far down in the list, you got problems. But there are some decent backups here in this league. We're going to have some fun on the other side. It's HBO Real Sports right after this short timeout.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done.
With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Phone's going to hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined by John Frankel from Real Sports on HBO, Brian Gumbel's show. He's a correspondent for them. He does amazing work. You've seen him on the scene for a long time. But when it comes to journalistic integrity and getting the story, there's nobody better. Welcome to the Attack, John. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And those words you spoke hold true for the entire staff at Real Sports. They really do great work.
Well, you know, for me, it's always been must-see viewing. And you know, I don't care who the correspondent is. The great stories that come out of there are incredible. And it's not all negative stuff, but in this case, a lot of it is. And you were the correspondent for Lord of the Rings Rio. And, as the Olympics are upon us, we here on this show get a lot of athletes that are participating, some that have, you know, been historically great Olympians, but mostly participating. These Olympics are truly unique, this particular go-around.
It's a different situation. I think the question that a lot of people are asking, and one of the questions that we addressed by looking at the wide canvas of the IOC's work is, why was Rio chosen initially back in 2009? And we don't ask that question per se, but it leaves you wondering when you look at Rio, when you look at the conditions of Brazil. Now, when the games were awarded back in 2009 and they won the bid, Brazil was flush with cash, oil revenues were high, and then they hit a recession. A lot of people point to that as the reason that Rio ran into trouble. There are others who would say, wait a minute, there was nothing about this country's history, other than that it was an emerging economy, but there was nothing about its history that demonstrated that it had the infrastructure or the organization to put on the games in the condition that the IOC wanted, which then begs the next question, what the IOC wanted. What the IOC wants, as Brian illustrated in his segment going to Norway and talking to the folks there, and what you've seen in Beijing and you saw in Sochi, with the demands that the IOC and the individual sports federations put on these countries is incredible. And it's probably beyond the capabilities of most places other than the world leaders.
Well, you know, you talked about the money. I talk about money a lot on this show. And as we've seen on the international level, and I'm not going to get into the true specifics of it, a lot of money changes hands, let's put it that way. And, you know, taking it back to 2009, I was surprised that Chicago was out of the running as quickly as they were. And I, like you, was surprised that even though their economy was thriving, why essentially, and no disrespect to Brazil, a third world country was awarded the Olympics.
It goes back to what makes the world go round, and
yeah.
And I think it's not gravity. It's what you just pointed to.
And there's another G word there, but we'll leave it at that.
yes, exactly. And I think that you know what happened in Utah and Salt Lake City specifically back in 2002. Put, you know, shed light on some of the discussions, as you let's choose that word, that illustrated the way that the IOC operates. And I think by simply conducting the games as they do in the bidding process also suggests that there is a yearning to help themselves to a share of the pie, because otherwise. And you begin to hear this more and more, but as I said on the show, and I'm surprised I didn't hear it more, but that there is not a strong movement to pick a couple of permanent locations, mm-hmm. some for the summer, some for the winter, and build the greatest state-of-the-art facilities that you can. And obviously they'll need updating as the years go by. But, you know, why not hold the Olympics in several permanent locations? Because then all of a sudden you don't have people who get trips around the world. They don't get wooed. They don't get courted. And I think it's hard to find any other reason why a place like Rio was awarded the Games.
No, no question about it. And we'll get into the specifics of your report in a second. But to me, and I talked about it at the time, when they put the Olympics in Athens, it was the perfect opportunity to find the permanent home. They built the subway system. They upgraded all the facilities in the city. But now all the arenas that were built, all the stadiums that were built, are in complete disarray. They're not used. They're abandoned. And the country is bankrupt. And had it been in every 4 year or even every 8 years, say they picked another city, the financial benefit for Greece with all of those facilities being built would have raised the level of their economy and their people would have benefited from it rather than being in the bankrupt condition that they're in now.
There's no question. And when you talk about bankrupting a city or a country in its efforts to do this and its host cities, But obviously lots of money comes from federal funding at certain points. Rio had to borrow money from the federal government in order to get this done because while we were there doing our reporting, a financial calamity was declared. I mean, think about that word being used by its own government. And it was unclear that the money that they borrowed, whether that would even be used to go to paying for social services that they couldn't afford, that where the tap had run dry, or whether that money was going to be dedicated to finishing Olympic projects, which they had promised the IOC. But even get out of the moment of these 2.5 weeks or the last 7 years to build all of this. Now going forward, you've spent this roughly $15 billion to put on the game, because that's what Rio promised to the IOC, far outbidding any other locale by committing that kind of money. But now you say, okay, we've done all this. Most of these facilities will go to waste. Those that survive will be used by people who are already part of the elite in Rio. And those who desperately need it, now there's no money left going forward. It doesn't just break you in the moment. It breaks you years down the road.
And, you know, you talk about the money. And in your report, one of the things you talk about was that the poor were left out of the benefits from Rio. Nothing has improved. What struck me, and one of the things you talked about when you were talking about the hospitals, and in talking to that guy, you said, what advice would you give anybody that's coming to Rio, either participating or visiting the Olympics? And the guy said, don't get sick.
Yeah. And not only were the poor left out, they were moved out. I mean, let's keep in mind that 80,000 people, approximately, were moved out of their homes where families had lived for generations, and their neighborhoods were bulldozed under. And to make way for either the Olympic Park or access to transportation lines that were being built, somehow, some way connected to the Olympics. Now, the local government liked to spin that as saying, wait a minute, these people were living in dangerous conditions. They were living in areas that were often getting flooded. We had to move them out. But it's one of the great regrets of my colleague Nick Dolan, who did a magnificent job producing this story, was that we interviewed a woman who had been forced out of her home and separated from immediate family, grandparents and such, and moved 2 hours away. She had built up, she was essentially a door-to-door saleswoman, and she had built up a clientele in the area that she lived in. And she was moved 2 hours away with no choice. With no
choice
and no compensation, and in a neighborhood where she didn't know anybody, and now she has no right, because it's a government-funded housing project, essentially. She has no right to move and then rent or sell the place that she's in. So she doesn't have any funds in order to make the next step in her life.
Well, and that's one of the things you pointed out, which I thought was really just terrific, in the fact that, again, with the poor being left out, what happened was when they ran out of money, it became all about the facilities and nothing about the people.
That's right. There was no This is, I think, one of the big takeaways from the Olympics, and this is not necessarily. It's why do countries and governments fall under the spell, if you will, of the IOC, and why does history continue to repeat itself? And one of the questions that I ask is why do these countries need the incentive of the Olympics to improve the lives of their own citizens on a day-to-day basis? So in making its bid for the Games, Rio said that they would clean up 80% of the sewage in the waters. Well, why do you need the Olympics to make that promise?
Right.
And if you're flush with money, why can't you as a government say, we need to clean up the water, these waterfalls of sewage, raw sewage that are flowing down in these favelas. We need to fix the favelas. We need to create a transportation system so that it doesn't take people 2 hours to get to work in downtown Rio for many of these people, the underclass. And yet they fall under this spell because the IOC promises that it will transform a city when the games are done, when the building is done. And I can't figure that out because the fact is, and I'm not an urban planner, but I'm guessing that in the process they have to spend far more money in order to please the IOC than it would actually take if to just clean up your own house.
John Frankel joining us here on The Attack. Well, John, I mean, you and I both know the answer to that question. It all you have to look around. I mean, the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Montreal, yep. Greece, you know, it all the various different cities that we can list, only the urban areas that had really first world infrastructure are the ones that succeed. The rest of them fall apart. They go into bankruptcy. It's the fallout. I mean, we can make this prediction right now. Rio will be bankrupt after this is done.
Of course
they will.
And as you alluded to earlier, and we did a piece specifically on the white elephant stadiums that are left in the wake of many of these global sporting events, the World Cup included. And look, Rio's problems were compounded by the fact, I mean, some may have said, hey, look, it's a nice tandem. You set up, you build for the World Cup in 2014, and you're basically already there, and you know, 2 years later you put on the Olympics. Different ball game, far more athletes, far more sports, obviously. You can't even compare the two. And to burden one place, you know, one was an entire country, Brazil, because they built stadiums all over the place. One is a specific city, but it still illustrates the problem that when they built stadiums for the World Cup in 2014, they knew even beforehand that they were going to have white elephant stadiums left in the wake of those of the World Cup. They were building them in places that people didn't even have a world-class or even on a local level, on a national level, a really good professional soccer team that was going to draw thousands of fans. And we pointed that out, as you just did, you know, in Greece, in Athens, that I mean, they built a baseball stadium, they built a softball stadium. They don't even play those sports in Greece.
And yet
the IOC makes these demands to build permanent facilities. In Rio, they wanted a tennis stadium that was on par with what, you know, Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, the Australian and French have. For what, a 2.5-week event?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, just, you know, what's wrong with a good temporary facility? And in many cases, and Rio is a very good example, what we came away with, our understanding is, and people have talked about this for a number of years, that for the locals and those in the elite, those connected, those in power, those who have access to influence, this is a real estate play for many people who are in that circle.
No question about it. John, I've got you for about 30 more seconds. The headline is Zika, but the reality is the water might be more dangerous. In your opinion, which is which, and how do we find more about John Frankel as I would like to give that information to my audience?
Well, I think, you know, they're not mutually exclusive, Zika and the water issues, and because much of the raw sewage and the standing water contributed to Zika and its growth, and people think that, you know, okay, any one person getting Zika is unlikely, but if there was a perfect blueprint for scientists and doctors to spread a worldwide, you know, epidemic, invite 500,000 people into your city and then spread them out across the globe. I think both are risks. We talk to sailors from Portugal specifically who talk about the dangers of putting the ropes that they're going to use directly into their mouths. Listen, I encourage everybody before the opening ceremonies kick off tomorrow night, I encourage everybody to go watch Real Sports this month, whether it's HBO Go, HBO Now, HBO On Demand. Watch our show. It might give you a different understanding of the Olympics as you watch for the next 2.5 weeks.
John, I really appreciate the time. We'll have you back on down the line. You always do great work, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you very much. John Frankel from HBO Sports, Real Sports. It's an impending disaster. As he said, it's a petri dish to spread disease around the world. Absolutely amazing. We'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Up against the clock, we want to thank Clifton Brown and John Frankel for coming on board. And I'll tell you, he's right. Check out Real Sports, Brian Gumbel, HBO. And, you know, it's like anything else. Anytime you're dealing with corruption, anytime you're dealing with wrongness being done, no matter what it is, world of politics, world of sports, whatever circumstances are, just follow the money. Follow the money. We've been following the money since 2009, and it's led us to Rio. We enjoy the athletic competition. We love talking to the athletes. I'll be talking to a couple of them tomorrow. But the reality is the potential for disaster here, and we'll call it potential, is amazing. So we have to hope it comes off all right. But the byproduct of what's going to happen in the city afterwards, Rio's going to be bankrupt, guaranteed. That's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with another edition tomorrow. Don't go anywhere.